Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Monday, October 23rd, 2023. Strap yourselves in. InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
When castles towered over vast landscapes and knights championed honor and valor, there came an unforeseen darkness. Amidst this impending doom stood a knight called Alex Jones, a brave and outspoken herald known as the Truthsayer. Sir Alex Jones was not alone. In his most desperate hour in the battle against evil, a radiant light descended from the heavens. God, in all his glory and his legion of angels, stood by Alex's side. The battle raged on, but with every blow, Alex Jones' conviction grew stronger. With every truth he proclaimed, the demonic forces faltered. When the enemy was vanquished, Alex Jones swore a solemn oath that should the realm need him again, he would return. And now it's Alex Jones, leading a full frontal assault on the satanic New World Order. Tune in at InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Go to hell, New World Order.
Protect you.
We are running some old friends.
Is she all right?
Seems okay if we can get to it.
If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you could possibly imagine.
Harrison, visit InfoWars.com/show now.
I hope that old man got the check to be my commissioner. This is going to be a real short trip. Okay.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show today.
The Satanic New World Order is betting against humanity. They're betting on our weakness. They believe they can destabilize civilization and bring us down to the ashes of history. But the trap they've laid for us will be their destruction, not ours. If we trust in God, and if we are valiant and have courage to speak the truth and not comply and engage in civil disobedience and not join the masses who have decided that they are the scum of the earth, who have decided that they will join with this soulless corporate system. As for InfoWars, we are going to steadfastly continue to fight in the information war with our weapon, the truth, against the enemies of humanity. We put our faith, and we put our trust, and we put our destiny in the hands of God. Because it's been said a trillion times, if God be with us, who can be against us?
This is not about somebody wanting to put on pantyhose and have their sexual organs changed. It's about shocking our children. A lot of these groups are pedophiles, let's face it. They want to talk about sex with your kids. And in the name of tolerance, they're going to put your kids on Ritalin and Prozac, they're going to inject them with deadly vaccines full of cancer viruses, and they're going to really screw them up.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Information war. It's Alex Jones.
Hey,
with us, ladies and gentlemen. We've got giant news on the other side of this quick break. Faith in the establishment has completely collapsed. The globalist new world order. Last year we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
News today.
The equivalent of us wearing a tight necklace around our necks, like from the movie Running Man in the 1980s, a Stephen King classic, Schwarzenegger. And then if you try to escape, they just hit the button and blow your head off. And look, the Muslims have conquered everywhere they go, and they displace everybody else, and it's what they do, and their religion teaches them to be friendly and nice until their numbers get up to 10%, and then they push everybody out of the cities they're in, and then finally out of the countries they're in, and they take over. The leftists have taught in universities here, they've had lots of Hollywood movies misrepresenting history, that the Crusades were an offensive attack on the Muslims. No. The Muslims got all the way halfway through Poland. They took over large areas of Russia and Eastern Europe. They took over Spain. That's why when Spain took back their country, it was called the La Reconquista, or the Reconquering, with El Cid and others that came after him. But that was the beginning of the La Reconquista, was El Cid, the founder of modern Spain. And just as El Cid did not put all the Muslims to death, he just pushed them out back into the Middle East, into Africa. And if they wanted to convert to Christianity, they could, because they would put your ass to the sword if you didn't convert to their religion or make you chattel slaves. So let's not play games here. The number one issue is our totally open borders and giant third world populations being brought in to be taught to hate Europe and hate America. And they're not even the enemy. It's the globalists directing it and controlling it. Now, that said, most of the public around the world looks at this in black and white. Are you for Israel or are you for the Muslims? And it's much more sophisticated than that. Now, I was going to come in here today and just make the point right now that Israel's completely losing its propaganda war. The West is losing its propaganda war because whatever the establishment says, the people are now against. So if the establishment media says we're for Israel, the general public says we're against Israel. And national polls, ABC, NBC, you name it, show the vast majority of Americans, the polls are on InfoWars.com, the majority of Americans do not want to send weapons or money to Israel. America sees our country falling apart. The average American is not against Israel, but we know Israel's a rich and powerful country. How about Israel comes and saves us? So, here's where we are. The powerful Rothschild globalist leftist interest and their mouthpiece, The Economist, are for open borders and bringing the Gazan refugees by the millions to Europe and the United States. AOC called for it over the weekend. And you have Harvard and all the big academic groups foaming at the mouth, worshiping Israel on one side, but that's only the leadership of the colleges, but from right below them down, worshiping of the Muslims. And this is a dialectic. Just like Israel in the 70s helped create Hamas to destabilize the Palestinian Authority, the PLO, the Palestinian Liberation Group, Palestinian Liberation Army. So this is a giant destabilization program worldwide. And if Americans and Europeans and others can't see through it, we're doomed. Absolutely doomed. Clearly, Israel had a stand down. Clearly, Netanyahu is unpopular and thought he'd use this to maintain control. But when I got in here today, I was looking at all the stacks of news. I noticed a theme here that basically agrees with my own observation. How Israel's losing the propaganda war to Hamas. Big article out of Zero Hedge that lays it all out. But this is a bigger issue. They're losing the propaganda war, and you think they'd be winning after that devastating sneak attack on the 7th of October, because the people are sick of every globalist project, and Israel is seen as a globalist project. But the Muslims being brought in is at the heart of the globalist project. So you see the dialectic. My answer is don't support any of it. If you purely support Israel, you've been set up. If you purely support the Muslims, you've been set up. Support the innocent Jews that died. Support the innocent Muslims that died. Support a path towards peace here. But at the same time, do not support the black and white narrative of choosing a side. Because the larger issue here is the same globalist forces like Soros that's called for supporting Hamas, Soros has, are the ones orchestrating this and bringing in this Islamic army that is winning elections all over the country and putting their people in charge. And, of course, Europe is many steps down the rat hole deeper than we are. So I intend to open the phones up on this subject today ahead of Alex Rosen joining us, who's one of the most prolific, successful pedophile hunters. He's just having devastating victories every few days. He's busting people in the act of trying to kidnap and rape children. He's catching them with children. I mean, the guy is just amazing. He's going to be joining us in the third hour. But in the first and second hour, I'm going to give the number out. In fact, I'm going to give the number out next segment on the issue of this dialectic and the topic I'm covering. You can agree, you can disagree, you can add points. You're welcome to call in if you're a Zionist. You're welcome to call in if you're in Hezbollah or Hamas. You're welcome to call in if you're a Palestinian. I'll try to treat everybody with respect. And I respect the Muslims enough to just talk straight up to them and say, you believe you're going to conquer the world, both the Shiites and the Sunnis, and you've heavily infiltrated our governments, and you're pouring into our nations, and you're not assimilating. I'm not saying all Muslims are like this, but the dominant feature of Islam is conquest and submitting. And I am not submitting to your version of the Abrahamic religions, and I am not submitting to the leftists who are your buddies and who love you because you are a knife pointed at the heart of the West. And if the West is so horrible, why don't the Muslims just stay in their countries? Because I can't go to Saudi Arabia and get outside a Western zone and practice my religion or teach Christianity. And you can't do that in Israel either. You're not allowed to proselytize in Israel. There's a law. Hell, there's a law in Israel. You can't marry a Jew if you're not Jewish. They'll arrest you. So, look, Israel's allowed to have their racial state. The Muslims are allowed to have their religious state, live under their dictatorships. But I'm not going to live under that. I'm a real liberal, a classical liberal like Thomas Jefferson. And I reject it all. And so I reject Jewish supremacism. I reject Islamic supremacism. I embrace human supremacism against the robot AI takeover that we should all be worried about and uniting against. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Monday edition of the Alex Jones Show. Let me give the number out here in a moment. But here's the facts. For decades and decades, it has been the prime directive of the globalists, of the EU, through our own government, to bring in massive wave after wave after wave of people from different countries who have histories of not assimilating, and they basically build ghettos and enclaves and no-go zones. Then the universities and the media and Hollywood teach that Christians and white people are inherently bad. And at the heart of that, the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith teaches and pushes curriculum in the schools to teach white children they are inherently bad because of what color they are. Now, I guess the ADL thought that then by teaching everyone that white people are bad, somehow the brown majority that is 90-plus percent of the world, and now the majority here in the U.S., at least a large section of them, would hate Christian whites and European whites, but would embrace the ADL. And we have had ADL workers and people caught pulling down the signs of the kidnapped Jews when they're hung up in New York and other areas. And you've got all the footage of the Black Lives Matter, huge hordes of white people praying into their new religion of Black Lives Matter, a Marxist-Leninist group that teaches their main mission is to feminize black men and cut their genitals off. I'm not joking. It's one of their main tenets. And ending the nuclear family. So the left is incubating every poisonous ideology they can, and then now the ADL doesn't know what to do when what it's been creating on the universities and in the public schools and other systems and through the media has now spilt out. I mean, was it just going to be the white Christians that kissed the feet of black people? Was this going to be the police that bow down because they're evil because they're police? No. And so now when you've got a fight between what the world sees as white people in Israel and brown people, the white people are bad. So again, for all the leftists hating Israel, okay. The same bosses that set up Israel have now set up the Islamic invasion. And I saw the footage in England and New York of big Muslim Palestinian rallies, and the leftists showed up with their transgender pedo flags and men dressed like women, and we've got the footage of them being beaten up. Yeah, they're going to throw your ass off buildings. They'll behead you. Try to go to Gaza. A man dresses a woman. Try to go to Gaza and say you want a three-year-old to sit on your lap when you're a man and bounce them up and down on the erection in your pants. They're going to kill you. And I got to say, good job to the Muslims in Dearborn, Michigan, saying we're not going to fly the pedo flag. We're going to fly the American flag. I think there's a chance here to convert a lot of Muslims to Americana if we had that in the culture. But when you're teaching America's bad and America sucks and America's evil and white people are evil and bring down America, they're going to get a lot of the young Muslims that were brought here. A lot of these Muslims came here actually to get away from tyranny and could be converted over to Americana, but they're not being converted. The majority aren't. They're turning into Ilhan Omar's and Rashida and Tlaib and all the rest of them. So that's the facts. This is part of a larger destabilization, kill the West operation. And Israel's seen as the West. And the Israeli lobby predominantly, not all of them, but the dominant part of the lobby, has been at the tip of the spear, undermining America, undermining our culture, because of some ancient beef between Jews and Christians. Whereas if the Likudniks only looked at America, Christians are the biggest supporter of Israel. But it doesn't matter because those old grudges. I mean, let's just cut through the crap here and get right down to facts. Israel's not going anywhere. It's got a bunch of nuclear weapons. It's a tiny country. People argue the Jews aren't the same Jews. Yes, they are. The Sephardic Jews are the exact same Jews, and there's a big percentage of the Ashkenazi that have Sephardic bloodlines. They may have intermarried with Europeans and people, but they're Jews. And so there's a lot of propaganda on that side as well. And so this is not our fight. We should be unified in the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and our republic. We should not be designated by whether we're on the Palestinian side or the Jewish side. Because even the Jewish side is not one monolithic organization. Netanyahu is incredibly unpopular in his own country. So this is sick. The whole thing's disgusting. And you've got the ADL getting a big heaping helping of its own medicine. Because the ADL is the tip of the spear of race politics. That's why I say they're the most Nazi organization I've ever seen. And the lowbrow anti-Israel crowd that just everything's Israel 24/7, they're obsessed with it. Whenever I say that, I go, look, Jones is so dumb. He claims the ADL's Nazi. No, I said they're acting like Nazis. Nazis were racially based. Their whole worldview was based on race. So just like the black Israelites are totally obsessed with race, I could say they're equivalent to black Nazis. And then you have the ADL, it's an equivalence. And then you have the ADL running around, literally teaching that white Christian Anglo-Saxon Protestants and Catholics are horrible, evil extremists and have Homeland Security listing us as the main terror threat. That is Nazi-style policy to control groups by race and religion. So I'm not literally saying they get up and Heil Hitler in the morning. And that's very clear what I'm saying. It's just like what Bill Maher says, the colleges are like North Korea. Well, they actually are using Maoist ideology, very similar, to brainwash and control. He's not literally saying Harvard is North Korea. He's saying they're like North Korea. And he's right. And I'm saying that the ADL literally teaching that it's inherently bad to be a white person and that you owe some debt when you're a four-year-old white person because you're white and we need reparations and all this crap is Hitlerian in that it is race-based. Now, I know that the head of the ADL doesn't have a Hitler mustache, but it doesn't matter. So that's what's so frustrating is how people immediately put things into blocks. Take Nick Fuentes a week ago. He'd be here debating me, or Wednesday in the studio debating me. I appreciate that. He put a video out and he said, look, Alex Jones, you know, they're all owned by Israel. Totally not true. Because he says it looks like the Israelis didn't blow up the hospital. Well, it's come out now. Overwhelmingly, they didn't. It wasn't a JDAM. It was an errant rocket. And the hospital wasn't blown up. It was the parking lot. I just report on what the facts are. I just reported Israel blew up an Orthodox church and a couple of mosques full of innocent people, and that's wrong. When it's clear they did that, I say it. When I believe the evidence shows that they didn't blow up the hospital, I'm just going to say it because that's what I do. And it's the same thing with Israel and the seven-hour stand-down. Clearly a stand-down. And like 89% of the Jews are pissed over there and know it was a stand-down. So, I mean, I'm just going to call it like I see it here, folks. I don't hate you because you're a Muslim. I don't hate you because you're a Jew. I don't hate you because you're black or brown. But here's the deal. Being put down because I'm white. Being told I'm the devil because I'm white. But everybody wants to get into countries that white people set up and ran. I'm not going to be bullied or intimidated by you, you pack of racists.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Renaissance.
Reset the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send it to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Information war. It's Alex Jones.
So I'm on record explaining they're having an AI technocracy to make humans obsolete and then depopulate all of us. And whether you live in the Middle East, Africa, Asia, Latin America, North America, Europe, I stand for humanity and I want us to have a pro-human future. But the globalists are dividing and conquering us along the lines of what color we are. Then make us adopt the globalist leftist system that'll be the warden over the whole prison planet, where they segregate us all according to our race and religion into other areas. And because they've already started the process of that, we have to understand that just as Jews teach their children that they're exceptional and they're amazing and they can do anything, and any other parents or cultures that are successful teach their children that, we can no longer be intimidated as Christians and or as white people and be told that we're evil and bad and let them teach our 4- and 5-year-olds that they are inherently bad because they are white. My 6.5-year-old daughter is homeschooled, but she goes to a lot of camps and goes to a lot of sport events and has a ton of friends. And she told me about one of the camps she went to this summer, this last summer, that taught her she was bad because she was a white person. And I said, when was this? It was an exercise camp. They said, well, at lunch, they played a story, an audio book over the speakers. And she told me what they did. We've done a lot to protect her from the corporate media and that poison, but they did that. That they want to tell your child they're another sex and then put them in a database and then put them on a fast track to be sterilized. We have to protect our children, no matter what color they are or what religion, from this transhumanist cult. And the same globalist cult that's opening our borders and bringing in all the Islamicists and stirring them up to hate us even more, working with the left, is the same left captained by the ADL, literally through the curriculum they control, teaching critical race theory to our children. And the racial attacks on white people are at all-time highs. That's the epidemic. That's what the numbers show. And the FBI tries to hide it. So that's where we're at here, ladies and gentlemen. And the reason I'm bringing this out right now is everybody can see it. And it's time for people to understand it. And so I don't want to destroy the Muslims. I don't want to destroy Israel. But I am not going to sit here because I'm nice and open and friendly and have Texas or American hospitality, have my kindness used as weakness against me. So it's time for Christians and people that love America and people, no matter what color they are, to stand up and say, we're not going to be bullied and intimidated. And it starts with white people. Because if you see the Karens all over the news, all over the country, pulling down images of kidnapped Israelis, they literally are siding with radical Islam that would put them in a beekeeper suit and not even let them drive a car. Because they're brainwashed, they have Stockholm syndrome from the corporate system. Orthodox expansionary Islam is the enemy of a free world. The occultic leftist ADL is the enemy of the free world, the enemy of free speech, the enemy of Christians, the enemy of white people. They're telling you you're bad because you're European, and no one should put up with that, and people should say no to it. But that doesn't mean we're then represented, in most cases, run by the globalist, by the white supremacist and their ilk. We have to come together and understand there is a robot, New World Order, globalist, depopulation takeover. It doesn't matter if you were a Muslim or a Jew or a Christian or an atheist. They came with the poison shots for everyone. But Africa, only 3% took the shot, and they had the lowest COVID rate because they know not to trust the UN and their poison shots because they've been through it. I am a human supremacist. I think humanity is amazing. I think humanity is incredible. I'm a fan of humanity. And I've talked about it 100 times, the movie Devil's Advocate with Keanu Reeves and others, like Al Pacino. And the devil says at the end, I'm a fan of man, and God's not. No, the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. I'm a fan of humanity. And I said we should all be proud of our heritages and who we are. And anybody attacking us, telling us we're inherently bad, is a fraud. So what did Raw Story and a bunch of others say yesterday? White people are amazing. Alex Jones gets racial in bizarre pro-white rant. Oh, it's so bizarre to not hate yourself because you're white. It's so bizarre to be proud of Western civilization that built those incredible cathedrals and created classical music and almost all the modern sciences we have developed and accelerated. And that's why mainstream corporate media literally tells you white people didn't create anything, because it's a lie and they want you to hate yourself because the globalists want to break up and control all of humanity and turn us against each other and make us hate ourselves and believe that we should be depopulated, and that in the year 2030, the world's going to end. So we give up on ourselves and roll over and let the robot technocracy take over. Of course, when Raw Story put my clip out from last night, they didn't put the part where I said humanity's amazing. And it's God's garden. And all the different versions of humanity and variants of us have done amazing, interesting, beautiful, powerful things. And we have to celebrate that and know that that's a human trait we have. They want you to hate yourself. And if white people that are 6.5% of the world population cannot understand that and not Think of yourselves as good and be proud of yourselves. We're going to be bullied by the globalists to do whatever they say. The globalists will fully hijack the West and use it to enslave the entire planet because they don't want the third world aspiring to Western civilization. Because Western civilization is open and free and threatens the globalist hegemonic power. Oh, it's bizarre to be proud of your grandparents and great-grandparents. It's bizarre to be proud of my ancestor, Gresham, the creator of the stock exchange. It's bizarre to be proud of my ancestors that fought the Texas Revolution at San Jacinto and the Alamo. It's bizarre to be proud of my ancestors that fought in 1776 or my ancestors that came over on the Mayflower or to be proud of my Native American ancestors. I'm proud of it all. I'm supposed to hate myself. Leftist, professors, psychologists, globalists, I have free will. I'm proud of myself. I'm proud of who I am. You can't make me hate myself. I love myself, and I love humanity, and I will fight you. I will stop you. I will throw everything I've got against you. And that's why they want to shut down. So here's what's going on. The current group in control of Israel thought they could have a stand down and get all this sympathy and get all this power and control and then use their population as guinea pigs, as Netanyahu said. And now it's blown up in their face. And the left is boiled out of the universities and everywhere else like bees out of a beehive. And the, quote, Pentagon's holding Israel back from going in and smashing and leveling Gaza because they aren't quite ready yet to activate the Muslim mobs. And the fact that they're activating early could make the West shut down its borders and start deporting the jihadis. So the timetable's not where they want it right now, and that's why this is happening. But remember, the ADL wants to bring an unlimited Islamicist. And the ADL literally teaches your children, if you're white, that you're bad because you're white. Doesn't get more Hitler than that. It's just the reverse of that. So how Israel's losing the propaganda war to Hamas, Zero Hedge. Excellent article. Absolutely true. But whether you're a Muslim or a Christian or a Hindu or a Jew or a Buddhist or a Zoroastrian, they're rolling out the global cashless society, the social credit scores, the ESGs, the universal basic incomes, the poison shots, the UN worldwide medical tyranny. Humanity needs to organize around the idea of the Bill of Rights and Constitution, 1776 worldwide, and around the Renaissance, and around building a pro-human world, and around space exploration, and around nuclear families and strength. We need to do it, and we need to do it now. And we need to reject this divide and conquer stratagem of all the groups.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
There are attempts to present a picture as if Lebanon is dealing with an economic problems and therefore cannot withstand a war. Everything has been taken into proper consideration. Naturally, the leaders of the resistance will not allow the Zionist regime to do whatever it wants in Gaza. So that when it is satisfied with the situation in Gaza, it can move on to deal with the other resistance fronts in the region. Therefore, any preemptive operations, if possible, in the coming hours, since the Zionist regime has taken the opportunity to assassinate our nuclear and elite scientists in the Middle East on the streets of Tehran, we cannot remain indifferent to the existence of this cancerous growth. When Netanyahu, with his imbalanced behavior, is making direct threats to do this and that in Iran, it's making direct threats to do this and that, one cannot remain indifferent. Our public cares a lot about its security. The incredible achievement of General Soleimani, the martyrs, and the defenders who also fought ISIS, had to do this first and foremost with our own national security. But at the same time, it had to do with our mission and responsibility for the security of the region. All right, that's enough. So the point is they say that they may go ahead and still strike, and that if Israel does go into Gaza, which they're starting to do, And some of the troops have been killed doing that. I've seen videos of that Hamas is putting out of Israelis riding in on the top of the tank. And the Islamists are saying, well, these guys are not very well trained, sitting up there like sitting ducks. So this will be a bloodbath on both sides. Terrible escalation. Israel's walking into a trap. That's why I think Netanyahu's pulled back, but then he had egg on his face, so he's still going to send some troops in, but maybe just to the peripheries. This is already escalating completely out of control. Now, here's another clip that ties into it. Top Biden spokesperson, John Kirby. We don't see an indication that a major player is willing to escalate in a major way. So I wanted to play you Netanyahu and then the Iranian foreign minister saying we're ready to escalate and then show you Kirby lying to you.
Well, we have seen some worrisome attacks, and we got to do what we got to do to protect our troops on the ground, particularly in Iraq and Syria. You've seen us add additional military capability to the region. We are watching this very, very closely, so I don't want to get ahead of where we are, but right now, we don't see an indication that a major player is willing to escalate in a major way.
But then Kirby goes on to admit that the United States is running out of munitions while supplying NATO and Ukraine and the Israelis. That's why China and others are getting ready to make their move. You see the trap? Here it is.
My question is the state of those stockpiles right now, the state of where U.S. weapons stockpiles stand, with two wars sending now two different types of shipments on a regular basis towards two U.S. allies. How big is the concern that the U.S. is dangerously low on what it should have for its own defense right now?
Well, of course it's a concern. That's why we asked for that extra supplemental funding from Congress. Without getting into classified information, I can assure you and the American people that the United States military can continue to defend our national security interests all around the world.
Okay, so there you go. We're in a global crisis. I probably said 500 times the last 3.5 years that after they've run the COVID power grab and after they've run the climate change power grab and after they've try to turn the water off and create race war, which they're all doing at the same time, they will launch the wars. And, hey, Biden gives $6 billion to Iran. They give it to Hamas. They give the Taliban $80-something million in equipment and weapons and infrastructure. And it just goes on and on and on. And out of this larger crisis, the big banks, the big corporations destroy businesses, put countries deeper into debt, consolidate power and control, trigger terror attacks in the West, pretext for more surveillance grids, more internal police services that are then openly in Europe and here being used against the populist white Christians who the FBI and Interpol say are the main threats. You know, Raw Story will say, why is Jones making this racial? Well, I mean, Homeland Security says the main threat is white people. White conservatives, Catholics, Christians. When we're not doing anything per capita, lowest crime rate. Just sitting here being attacked and demonized everywhere. I got footage out of England, 4 different videos of people trying to bring out the King George flag, the original English flag. Just a white flag with a red cross on it. And the Muslims are tearing it down, attacking them, and the police detain them and take them away, the British, because you can go around screaming, I want jihad, I want holy war, and attack police, but you can't go out there with your original English flag. Not allowed. Dirty. Bad. Harvard wants to take down the statues of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. We told you once they were done with Robert E. Lee, they do that. They want to get rid of the American flag and then replace it with their rainbow pedo flag. Literally. And the left is out there bowing to Black Lives Matter. It doesn't represent black people. It represents George Soros and the New World Order. That's their religion, ladies and gentlemen. White guilt, bowing down, doing what you're told. How do you not follow that? You break the cult's stranglehold. A lot of people are in the political correctness cult. A lot of people are in the white guilt cult. And I realized the last month or so that I really care about everybody, and I've really been working to bring everybody together and get people to see through it. We've been very successful at getting people of every color to see the larger picture. But that I have even been a little bit in the political correctness cult, in that I was trying to stop more division by not being part of it. But at the same time, it actually gives into it a certain level if white people are bullied and intimidated and don't stand up and say, stop treating me like that. And remember, it's mainly white liberal academics and the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center that are running this. But the reason there's so many racial attacks and robberies on whites is because it's been greenlit that we deserve it. By the Gavin Newsoms, by the Barack Obamas, by the Hillary Clintons, by the Joe Bidens. We're going to go to break. Fire up the phone system so I can see it, please. I know the phones are already open. 877-789-2539. And we're going to come back and start the second into the third hour taking your phone calls. 877-789-2539. Now, let me talk about this real quick. It is so important, ladies and gentlemen, to realize that we have amazing products that will empower you and your family and that really, really work great. The InfoWars Platinum products are three private labeled products. Three private labeled products that are already best sellers in the country, that are certified, amazing, powerful, work great, that we've been allowed to private label because the owner of the company is a patriot. We just changed the name. HGH Max Boost, so good for your body, your health, your youth, your vitality, your cells. Everybody should be on it. Pain MD is a natural formulation that works really, really great to naturally reduce pain. It works really great. Funds the operation. 1776 Testosterone Boost has known documented compounds to empower the testosterone that's already in your body and do amazing things. Works great for men and women, for losing weight, for stamina, for libido. These things will all blow you away. They work really, really well. That's why they've got five-star reviews. They're discounted at InfoWarsStore.com, and we're getting ready very soon to sell out of HGH Max Boost, and we're getting close the next few months. We're running out of 7076 testosterone boost and Pain MD. So get yours at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And we need the funds to operate. We will stay on air in the face of these huge attacks, but only with your support. And we're in the black, but barely. So these are great products you already need. Get them at InfoWarsStore.com. And because we are relaunching and revamping the shopping cart, I'm told Wednesday night, we're not putting any of the new specials we had ready today up. So we've extended for three more days, but this is it. You're an absolute last chance to get 60% off on Brain Force Plus, Incredible Nootropic, 50% off on Real Red Pill Plus, and up to 40% off on some of the other great products like Real Red Pill Plus that is incredible. All these work together like a horse and carriage. We're also selling out a Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Despite that, it's discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, my new book is out and is now shipping. There's the fundraiser. I want to thank all of you that have gotten the signed book as a fundraiser. There's also the regular unsigned, The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists, and launching the next great renaissance at InfoWarsStore.com. It takes money to win a war. Plus, these are great empowering products you need. So take action now, and please keep us on air. I want to salute you for staying in the fight. We'll be right back with hour number two, your calls and more. It is The Great Awakening, and I'm Alex Jones, your host.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.